Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you wake up in the morning.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. The one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com. That's with the number three. Ruth Sherman is our guest, our good friend, longtime 14-year member of our Brain Trust. She's the internationally recognized thought leader and expert on speech and interpersonal communication, author of many books, including her new book, Speakrets. It's all about marketing and personal branding essentials. I encourage you to check those out. Whatever Ruth has to say is worth following, folks. Speak for yourself. What's your website again?
Oh, it's RuthSherman.com,
Ruth Sherman.
Jim.
That's it, RuthSherman.com.
Yes. RuthSherman.com, yep.
And so check that out. Ruth, we're talking about making presentations in the modern era, in the second, almost third decade of the 21st century. Things here have changed, haven't they? A little in some ways have changed, but the fundamentals haven't changed, haven't they? Stories are still powerful.
Stories are still powerful. There are certainly things that have changed. But stories are powerful, but I also want to say that stories aren't just limited to that thing that we think about when we think about storytelling, you know, once upon a time, or this happened, you know, 10 years ago, and I got through it, and here's the result. It's not just that kind of stuff. When I think about storytelling, I think about any kind of device that you can use that make your technical information come alive. So that can be quotes, it can be client case studies, it can be graphics and animations and GIFs now, as we know, they're very popular, those little tiny videos that we pull that don't have any sound, but that audiences of today, and we're talking now millennials are coming into leadership positions, amazingly enough. I mean, I'm old enough to be able to be watching that. And then certainly Generation X are well into their leadership positions at this point.
That's right.
And, you know, these folks are simply not going to sit there for a 45-minute to an hour presentation with somebody just talking.
It's all about the presenter.
They're not going to sit there for that. They are going to be checking their phones. And so you've got to be able to look out there and know when it's time to perk things up, get them engaged, whether that's asking for a show of hands or whether it's showing a video or whether it's just, again, telling some kind of a story using a quote and using images and so forth to keep them engaged. And you know what? Your peers will also stay engaged. There's never been a time when people haven't enjoyed a good old-fashioned yarn. There just isn't.
But the key to I will say this, though, and I love telling stories, and I tell a lot of them, but, folks, you have to get it done. You can't wander around with a story. You can't take all day to get to the end. Stories are only good if you can get in and get out quickly. Otherwise it's a sitcom. I mean, or worse, a drama. You know, that's just like, you know, when you hear some people who can tell a joke, some people can't. Well, the people who can't tell a joke can't get to the punchline. You know, you got to make sure you net it out, because people love stories, but they like short stories.
They like short stories, and you've got to manage that within the context of how long your time slot is.
Here's a little device, Ruth, that I've been using all my life. When I was a pup, I learned the 13 closures, and one of them, and I may have mentioned this to you before, one of the best ones was called the similar situation close. And the similar situation close is nothing but telling a story. So if you can weave a similar situation, how you've helped another company, how you've run into this similarly in the past, this is what people were up against, this is how you solved the problem, but you make it a story, not about how great you are, but you turn it into a story, it's called a similar situation close, and it's probably the most effective close in the book.
Oh, I have to learn more about that. I love that. I'm sure I probably do it, but don't
think
about it.
I know you do. There's no question about it. I know you do. If you've been around long enough, you have, but you probably didn't know what it was. But anyway, Also, another thing I know you talk about in your books is about making people feel something from whatever you're saying.
Yeah.
That connects. Yeah. They need to connect, don't they?
You definitely need to connect. And one of the best ways to connect, because I've gotten this question so many times, is what is the best type of story to tell? And that's a story about how you've struggled or something that has meant something to you personally. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about giving too much information here.
Right.
It's not
right.
about your intimate life. No, that's icky. We don't want you to go there. We want you to we want you to tell a story about how perhaps you were in a situation similar to the client. Like you said, a similar situation, Jim. Maybe that's where, there you go, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's where it is, a similar
mm-hmm.
situation to the client and how you struggled through it, maybe didn't do so well at first, but then found the solution and grew from it, and which is exactly how what you want to convey to that particular person that you're presenting to or pitching to at that moment. So revealing stories, tearing down the walls a little bit, letting people into your life is a wonderful way to connect with people. Also, poking fun at yourself. You know, there's no substitute
for
showing
right.
that you have a sense of humor.
That's exactly right. In fact, be prepared because if you give enough of these, you're going to mess up. And if you can't learn how to make that poke that fun at you yourself, if you can, you'll completely recover and you might even save the day. But if you can't, you'll lose the day, right, Ruth?
Right. And that's where those 100 hours of preparation
that's
come
exactly
in, Jim.
Right. Exactly right. RuthSherman.com, folks. Check out the website. Hey, Ruth, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. I will. Have
See
a great
you next
day.
Time. Ruth Sherman, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.